Here at the Vatican today, the fathers of the 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops issued a message as they complete their labors and prepare to vote on the set of propositions they will submit to the Holy Father for his consideration. Philippa Hitchin reports.
The work of the Synod is summed up in the message as a spiritual journey into that Word of God, and the bishops use four striking images to symbolise the four stages of that journey. Honduran Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maridiaga was part of the commission that worked late into the night to try and draw together the wealth of theological, scriptural and pastoral concerns that have been raised by bishops and lay experts from all corners of the globe.
From the very beginning, we were in agreement that it was necessary to give images, because we live in the world of images and signs. And so we took four signs. First, the voice, because the Word of God started not as a written word, but as a proclaimed word. It was Abraham who was listening to the voice of God, and so on in the Bible. Then the Word was made flesh. So we have a face, a human face, Jesus Christ, who is the incarnate Word. The third image is the house, and the house is the church. But the Word is not only proclaimed and given to us, and Jesus Christ is not only to be staying in a house, but confined to the house. It is to be taken through the streets and through the highways to different places and different nations. That is why the fourth sign is the road.
In their message, the bishops recognise all those who have taken the Word of God on that road throughout the world, especially missionaries and those who have suffered and been persecuted for their faith. While Scripture may have been a source of division in the past, the bishops conclude, today it must be used to build trust, to form the basis of a respectful dialogue that can bring the healing, living Word of God to bear in our wounded world. I'm Philippa Hitchin.